slow down to manifest your career goals faster. That's what I'm talking about on today's episode. And this may be something that you've heard before. Slow down to go fast. And if it is, and if I'm preaching to the choir, great. I'm going to make you sing. Or at least that would be my goal for this. And no matter where you're at in the really feeling into the truth of slow down to go faster journey, I invite you to empty your cup and truly lean in, relax into the power that is available to you when you slow down. And then watch how easily and effortlessly your career goals manifest. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical leader. I'm Jen Funk. I am a career coach and co-CEO of the People Stack, along with my husband, Rob Allen. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the People Stack, please check out our free training at training.thepeoplestack.com. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts that our clients have used to command 300, 400, 500K plus salaries as tech leaders while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. And now, without further ado, please enjoy today's episode.
Slow down to speed up. What are you talking about, Jen? This doesn't make any sense. And yet it does. And I know that if you're listening to this podcast, that there's a part of you that might be arguing with it. And that there's also a part of you that is like, yeah, I see that partially at least or fully, because I know that most of you who are listening are high achieving technical leaders. Or you're high-achieving individuals who want to be technical leaders. And I know that I also attract lots of high achievers who aren't in tech or want to be in tech to this podcast. So if you're a high achiever, and it's tricky because high achievers often don't self-identify as high achievers. It's like, oh, no, that's not me. That's the other people. But like, if you're questioning whether you're a high achiever, you very well could be a high achiever. And so the experience of being a high achiever is go, 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 go. Give, 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 give. And maybe for some of you, hustle, 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 grind, grind, grind. Set this goal, get to it. Set this goal, get to it. Go, 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 go. Sacrifice, struggle, overwhelm. Maybe not all the time. For some of you, it is all the time, and that's why you're listening. Because you don't want it to be all the time. Part of you knows that that's not as good as it gets, struggle, sacrifice, and overwhelm all the time. It definitely gets better than that. More is available to you if you want it. And for some of you, that's the pattern during some seasons of your life. Go, 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 go. You got the accelerator pedal pushed in all the way. And as one of my mentors actually puts it, there's nothing wrong with that. And just notice if you're also pressing the brakes too. Because what happens when you have the accelerator and the brakes pressed at the same time? You're going to have a bad time. In other words, you're not going to reach your goals in a way that feels easy and effortless. It's going to feel like a struggle. And to some of you, this is so much the norm that you think that it has to be the norm. That hard work is the only way to uplevel your career. For some of you, you have that belief. Check in with yourself right now. Does part of you believe that hard work is the only way to uplevel your career? I got to work hard if I want to get that promotion. I got to work hard if I want to get that raise. I got to work hard if I want to land that new hell yes job as a technical leader. Hard work, hard work, hard work. That's the way. And I'm here to tell you that there is another way. As always, I'm not here to make you wrong. I can't convince you. This is your journey. I'm here to shine a light on possibility. That's what I do as a coach. That's what I believe my, call it divine meaning, my divine purpose as a coach is to shine a light of possibility on what dreams are available to you. And that's where this episode came from. Because I imagined you asking, how? Right. How do I see the possibility and how do I move towards it and how do I manifest my career goals, my lifestyle goals? This isn't just about your career. It can't be. You wouldn't be as devoted as you are to fixing, up-leveling your career if it wasn't also about the rest of your life too. It is about the rest of your life too. It is about your family. It is about your free time. It is about your mental well-being, your physical well-being. It is about your finances. It's about all of it. And so, how do I get there? And my answer to the question is slow down. Slow down. And I want to talk in this podcast about what that means. I'm going to riff on it a little bit. I don't have any prepared notes. And if I'm being honest, I often don't have many prepared notes for these podcasts. It's straight from my heart to yours. I have a plan, just enough of a plan to stay structured. But then I riff on it. And that's absolutely what I'm going to do in this podcast. I'm going to riff on slowing down. What does that look like? What's possible? So one of the other reasons why I'm talking about this at this time is, yes, it's important. And I want to invite you to slow down and I want you to reach your career goals. I want you to reach them faster and I want you to do it in a way that feels easy and effortless. That doesn't mean that there's no work involved. It's just that the work feels easy and effortless, like an easy Sunday morning drive. No traffic, cool breeze in your face and your hair with the smell of pine, flowers, the sounds of the birds. It's like that. That's what this journey can be. It can feel as easy as a Sunday morning. Move towards your dreams. Another more practical and tactical reason why I'm covering this particular topic, slow down to speed up, on the podcast right now is that for our clients, so if you're a client listening, consider this a bonus. And for everyone, please consider this a bonus. But we're about to launch what we're calling Dream Quest for our clients. So all of our clients who have gone through our coaching program, we're inviting them in. No charge. It's included in the investment that they already made to work with us. And we're going to take them through a 12-week journey. We're calling it Dream Quest, a 12-week journey to slow down, relax into your dreams so that you can manifest them faster. Career dreams, yes, and also all the other ones too. Financial dreams, relationship dreams, lifestyle dreams, you name it. So can't wait to do that. If you're a client, can't wait for that. That's starting soon. Check our internal Slack channel for details on that. And if you're in, please let us know that you're in. We appreciate an RSVP. And for everyone else who's not a client yet, I want to invite you on this journey too. I don't want to be exclusive here. I don't want to make it be like, oh yeah, well, only our clients get this experience. Certainly, they're going to get a high level experience. They're going to get a level of experience that goes deeper because they've worked with us, because they've invested in themselves, because they're committed, they're devoted to this at a level that maybe many of you aren't yet. And that's not a dig on you. That's not like one-upping our clients and one-downing you. It's just simply what's true. And even if you want to dip your toe in the water, and that could feel correct right now. Like, I'm not fully ready to devote myself to my career goals or my life goals yet. But I do want to dip my toe in the water. I want to sit on the end of the dock. I want to watch the sunset. And I want to play with my feet in the water a little bit. I'm not ready to dive right in yet. If that's you, cool. Then this podcast is for you. I want you to be on this journey as well. And I want you to do it in your own way. And that's what's so important here. It's got to be in your own way. Slowing down, I can give you some examples. I can shine a light on the possibilities. As always, take what's useful from what I share. Leave the rest without judgment, because you never know when you're going to need it again. And then make it your own. So I'm going to shine a light of possibility for you by telling a story about one of our clients who slowed down, relaxed into his dream, and is seeing them right before his very eyes manifest faster. It's earlier in the journey too, so this is very real. His dream job has not manifested yet. And he and we know, like, have an increased level of confidence that's right around the corner, more so than ever. And so we had a conversation with this client, and as we often asked, we asked, what's your outcome for this coaching conversation? And we explored it a little bit. At first, it was a little bit unclear, but we explored it. And I said to him, all right, well, it sounds like what you want to do is relax into your dreams so you can manifest them faster. Specifically, your hell yes tech leadership job. You say, yeah, that's exactly what I want to do. So we invited him to do that, talked about some of the limiting beliefs that were in his way of fully relaxing, fully being in a relaxed state. And part of it was a belief that I have to work hard in order to land that hell yes job. I have to work hard. Go, 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 go. Like I was talking about in the beginning. This is such a common pattern. We worked through it with him and realized on the other side of a powerful coaching session, this isn't me one-upping myself, by the way, powerful coaching session, it takes two to tango. So he showed up coachable and we showed up, Rob and I showed up in the best of our ability as well, right? We were like both in our zones of genius right here. And on the other side of it, what he realized was this pattern of, I have to go, I have to struggle in order to get what I want. He's always kind of known that this has been a thing for him. What he realized was that this is a pattern that goes back decades and is deeply rooted. It's deeply rooted in something. And we don't necessarily need to answer why. We're not psychoanalysts. We're not psychotherapists. Simply, and if he wants to explore that route, he can do it. But it's the holy shit moment for him was, holy shit, this pattern of, I have to struggle and I have to work hard in order to get what I want, is so deeply rooted that it shows up in ways in my life that I hadn't even realized. And he shared with us. So we talked a bit more. She shared some more. And then we came up with an action plan. And I won't share all of the details, but one of the pieces of the action plan was, I'm going to take a bath tonight.
Thanks for giving me this quick moment for our sponsor, Coverage Cat. We're very intentional about who we allow to sponsor the People Stack podcast. And when I connected with the folks at Coverage Cat, I quickly learned that they are an excellent fit as a sponsor. If you live in Washington, California, Texas, New York, or Florida, Coverage Cat is a free concierge service that will help you find the best price and coverage for your umbrella, car, home, and renter's insurance. And yes, loyal tech leader audience, we know that most of you need insurance, whether it's umbrella or other insurance to protect your wealth. We know how annoying dealing with insurance companies can be, so we love how Coverage Cat is making this process super easy. Fill out one form, and they compare across dozens of carriers to find you the best coverage and price while you skip the spam and sales calls. Get your free optimized insurance quote today at coveragecat.com.
I'm going to prioritize taking a bath tonight because he knows for him, that's a way to relax. They have a nice big soaking tub and it's been too long since he's done that. So we left with some really clear-cut action steps, including take a relaxing bath tonight and don't think about work. Think about something else, right? And we gave him some guidance around that as well. Like access the relaxation, the restoration, the rejuvenation. Be in that state. So he's like, yeah, I get it. Totally. So then we check in with him the next day and we're like, hey, how'd it go? He's like, oh, I have a story to tell you. Like, it was so clarifying. It was clarifying. It's showing the degree to which old him was playing in this pattern of, I have to struggle in order to get what I want. And struggle shows up in interesting ways. Struggle isn't always like so obvious. Struggle could mean not acknowledging your boundaries, your yes and your no. Saying yes when really the more correct answer was no. Not honoring your boundaries is a form of struggle. Because it causes stress, because it is you not honoring what you really want. So he tells us the story of, yeah, so I was going to take a bath that night, but then I got a call to, you know, someone invited me to go to this fun thing, you know, this fun thing that was happening that evening. And in that moment, because it was like something that, like, he actually was really into, like, oh, wow, this could be really fun. And when he told us was in that moment, he felt what old him would have done. And he was like, no, this is new me. New me is going to take a bath. I decided that that's what's important for me tonight. And that's actually what I want to do. So he graciously said no to the fun thing that this person was inviting them to and took a bath. And he said, wow, what a simple thing, but it just felt so powerful. He felt so courageous for doing this. I was like, spot on, that did take courage. You chose not to struggle. He chose not to ignore his boundaries. He honored his boundaries. He decided with intention, this is what I need tonight. I need a bath. And while this other thing would have been fun and exciting, that's not the experience that I want to have tonight. The experience that I want to have is one of relaxation, rejuvenation, restoration. And so he enjoyed that bath even more because he was honoring what he wanted. He was honoring his desires. He was honoring his intention. An intention is a strong desire. An intention is, here's the experience I want to have, and I am devoted to making decisions and taking actions in line with that. That's what an intention is. It's not just a kind of sort of maybe I'll do this. It's a, here's the experience I want, and so my decisions and actions are going to align with it. The intention was so strong that he was able to say no to something that previously he would not have been able to, and it felt good to do it. He didn't feel like he was missing out on anything. There was a moment of it, but he noticed, am I really missing out on anything? Not really. I can hang out with this person again. It's not, you know, it's like, I'm really not missing anything. Even though for a moment it was like, oh my God, I'm going to miss out, because we're human. So it's such a powerful example, because it's in the small things where we slow down. How do you slow down? You set a strong intention, a powerful intention to say, here's the experience I want to have in order to slow down. And I'm going to honor that regardless of what life throws my way. That's how you slow down. That's what it looks like in practice. And I encourage each of you to have your own menu of options available, so that when you decide, I need to, I want to slow down, what does that look like? How does that translate in terms of doing? It's one thing to set the intention and be like, okay, yeah, I have a really strong intention. But then what does it actually look, what do you do? We are doing creatures. We are being teacher. We are being creatures. We are being creatures. We are here to be, absolutely. We're here to be amazing leaders. We are here to be amazing moms, dads, spouses. We are here to be amazing humans. Absolutely. We're also here to do. We're also here to take action, right? That's why we have these arms and legs and heart and all of this stuff. And that's why we have the five senses, because we're here to do and experience. So make sure you translate the, I have a strong intention to slow down and relax, into actual actions, like taking a bath, like meditating, like taking a walk in nature, like eating some scrumptious, delicious food, like taking a nap. Did I say that? Yeah, take a nap, take a bath, take a hike, a fun hike. Maybe you do it with friends, maybe you don't. Maybe you do it with family, maybe you don't. Maybe because the experience you want to have is quiet. It's not going to be quiet if somebody else is with you. So if you need your mind to stop racing, for example, quiet stillness may be what you need. Whether that's meditation or visualization or some breath work, have these options. Have these options available to you so that you don't have to think about it. The decision's already made, or at least the options are already written down and available to you. It's the reason why many of you menu plan. Here's what's for dinner on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Or the way we do it is, here's the seven dinners that we're going to have over the next 7 days. So that it doesn't feel as constricting, although, but we give ourselves some structure. Hey, what do I feel like tonight? Okay, I just look at the menu of options, like I'm going out to dinner. Here's what we're going to cook tonight. Here's what I feel like cooking tonight. Here's what I feel like eating tonight. You can do the same thing with relaxation options. And I've been giving you a whole bunch of them. Again, meditation, visualization, taking a walk in nature, take a hike, take a bath, take a nap. All of these are available to you. Always. Always. All of these are always available to you. Check in with that. Because some of you have the belief, like, my day job gets in the way. Trust me when I tell you, I know who I'm talking to, that most of you do have day jobs as technical leaders or something similar-ish. I absolutely know who I'm talking to. Please know that. Even in the middle of a work day, you can take a nap, you can take a hike, you can take a bath. You can meditate. You can do some breath work. You absolutely can. And so this is part of honoring your boundaries. You cannot relax if you keep ignoring your boundaries. If you keep saying yes when you should have said no. How does this translate in terms of work? When you keep saying yes to those meetings that you shouldn't be going to. You know, this is old school people stack. Like this is one for those of you who have been following us for the last 8 years. Like this is one of the things that we've been talking about since the beginning. Say no to meetings when you don't need to be there, when there's no clear agenda. And then you can set the rest of your rules too. I say no to these kinds of meetings. But the two big ones that we hear over and over again is when I don't need to be there or when there's no agenda. I say yes when it's hell yes. Hell yes or no. Hell yes, I want to be at that meeting. Hell yes, I need to be at that meeting. Because my expertise is needed. Because my perspective is needed. Because I'm needed to make the decision. Those are the only meetings you need to go to, everyone. Anyway, it's transformation happens in the specific. It happens in the seemingly mundane choices that we make on a day-to-day basis. Like, do I take a bath or do I go to this fun thing with my friend? That's where transformation happens. It happens in the moment when you say, I'm taking the bath because that was my intention. It happens in the moment when you say, you know, I'm a no for that meeting because it doesn't sound like there's a clear agenda. And I'm actually not sure that I actually need to be there. It happens in that moment. That's when you slow down. That's what slowing down means. Slowing down means saying no more often. And when you say no to the meeting, no to the fun thing, I'm not saying don't do the fun thing, by the way. Sometimes you decide to do the fun thing. It's up to you, right? But when you decide you want to slow down, actually slow down. It happens in the moment when you don't. Transformation happens in the moment when you don't give your knee-jerk reaction. When somebody says something to you, you take a moment, you take a deep breath, and then you respond instead of feeling like you have to respond a millisecond after they're done talking. Slow down. Somebody says something to you. Whether it's triggering or not, it could just be a mundane, hey, how's it going? Hey, how's it going? It's really great. It actually really is great. Some challenges going on right now. I'm grateful for them. And I'm excited to see what's next. How's it going with you? The transformation from go, 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 to go, go, go sometimes to I'm going to rest, I'm going to relax, I'm going to rejuvenate happens in those moments. So set strong intentions to slow down and have a menu of options available to you when you decide that you want to slow down. What works for you? What works for you? So, in that state of quiet stillness, in that state of relaxation, you have more access to your intuition. You have more access to infinite intelligence. You have more access to your own intelligence when you slow down. Ideas come to you. Creative flow is no longer pinched off. And suddenly, you know what's next. How to solve that problem that's been bugging you. Suddenly, you know whether or not you should stay or go at the job you're at right now. Suddenly, you know exactly what to tell your boss. In the frantic state, we don't know what to say. Suddenly, you know how to respond to that non-job offer, job offer. We just had a client who he's interviewing, and they gave him the non-job offer, job offer, which was the like, hey, here's the salary range. Is this okay with you? Like, it wasn't an actual offer, but it was like, I don't want to move forward. I don't want to waste your time kind of a thing, which again, it's cool. It's great. I actually do appreciate transparency, especially from the hiring organization's perspective in terms of salary. I really, really do. And it's not always clear how to respond. So we helped our client get some perspective. Here's what you say. And what you say, by the way, is just so variable. I'm not going to talk about like strategy or tactics right now. Maybe that's another podcast. But I'm just saying that those big decisions, like, do I move forward? Do I move forward with this job offer or this potential job offer? What do I say to them? I'm excited about it, but I'm not sure. Do I take this offer, a job offer, or not? Do I negotiate? And if I negotiate, the answer is yes, by the way, you always negotiate. But like, what do I say? What do I ask? All of these things, that wisdom, that intuition that you have that is always spot on is available to you in the quiet stillness after you slow down. Not in the frantic, go, I don't know what to do. That's how you reach your career goals faster, because you're no longer in your own way. So slow down, my friends. And I would be lying if I said this isn't also for me. In other words, I need this too. We all need this right now. So even though it may sound a little bit weird, I'm going to re-listen to this podcast again when I need to. Because we all have moments of, gosh, why am I feeling so stressed right now? Why am I not getting what I want? Step zero is very often slow down. I invite you to do the same. All right. Big hugs. Bye for now.
And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech leader at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our badass clients, our loyal listeners, every one of you who we've worked with. And I have to give a special shout out to my husband, Rob Allen. He's my co-CEO, the love of my life, PeopleStack Client Zero. And it is such a fun ride, finding new, ridiculously unreasonable levels of prosperity, joy, and fun with him every single day. And a quick thank you to Ketza for creating the catchy, inspiring theme music that we get to use in our podcast. We love each and every one of you. Big, big hugs, aloha, and mahalo.